Australia appears to be following the same path as the United States with increasing levels of misuse of prescription medication. These Schedule 8 medicines, such as fentanyl, OxyContin and Xanax, can only be dispensed by doctors and pharmacists. There is growing concern that these drugs are being obtained dishonestly and are finding their way onto the black market. Rob Osborne has the story.
Recently released police figures show a sharp increase in crimes involving prescription medications. These powerful opioids are being obtained through fraud, theft, and in some cases forged prescriptions. Deaths from opioids in Australia have doubled in the last decade. Over 35,000 offences involving pharmaceutical or prescription drugs were recorded in Victoria and New South Wales between 2014 and 2019. Greg Turnbull is the Communications Director of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia. I asked him whether the Guild shares the growing concern over opioid abuse.
We regard it as a major concern and have done so for many years. It's obviously a problem whenever people are using medicines that are meant to be beneficial to their health in a way that puts them in danger or risk of illness or, in many cases with opioids, death.
The misuse of opioids often begins with prescriptions for pain management. Dr. Hester Wilson, a GP and addiction specialist, explains.
Opioids have been used by our species for more than 4,000 years. We have opioid receptors all over our bodies, so they are a very effective medicine. We know that they're really effective if you have an acute injury, if you are in a car accident and break your thigh bone. The opioids are really effective at helping you manage that acute pain while you get the treatment that you need in order to address that issue. The problem that we have is that we started to use opioids to help people manage chronic pain. Now, chronic pain is a very different condition.
But are there other factors that explain the increase in abuse and related criminal activity? I asked Dr. Alex Wodak, the chair of the Australian Drug Law Reform Association. He drew a comparison with the situation in the United States.
The other factors that are fueling that furious contraction of life expectancy in the United States has been an increase in deaths from alcohol, complications from alcohol, and also suicide. So that's the three together, drug overdose, alcohol, and suicide. In Australia's case, we're also seeing a rise in suicide, but it's not of the extent in the United States. And in the United States, these deaths have particularly occurred among poor white people with limited education and very limited prospects, very worried about how they're going to fare in the coming decades. And we can see that same kind of trend in other Western countries, including in Australia, and it's something that I think we need to pay much more attention to.
Given the increasing scale of the problem, what immediate steps would improve the situation? Greg Turnbull of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia again.
Well, what we want is a uniform national system of real-time recording and monitoring of these prescriptions so that when a doctor writes a script, he or she knows whether that person sitting before them has had a script written for them by another doctor the day before, engaging in a process that's sometimes called doctor shopping. Equally, we need pharmacies, when they receive a script and are about to dispense one of these powerful and, when improperly used, dangerous drugs, when that pharmacist receives that script, they should know whether that patient has filled a script for the same medicine some day or hours earlier, in which case they're obviously putting themselves at risk and potentially wanting to use those medicines in a way that will harm themselves or in a way that's actually criminal.
Greg Turnbull from the Pharmacy Guild of Australia, ending that report from Rob Osborne.